Early solo viola repertoire was often played by violinists who also played viola. But as WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, that music today puts violists in the spotlight.
In 1834, Berlioz wrote Harold in Italy at the request of the famous violinist Paganini. Today, the solo part is played by violists, such as Philadelphia Orchestra principal viola C.J. Chang, who fell in love with the instrument as a student at Curtis.
There was a chemistry for me. I played the violin for a long time, and when I picked up the viola, you know, I was just so happy. I just loved the tone.
Slightly larger than a violin, the viola's musical range starts at C.
This C is exactly one octave higher than the cello's C. And it can go as high as you want, actually, you know. But actually, we leave that up to the violinist.
The viola is the voice of the title character in Harold in Italy, an impressionistic story of a journey through the Italian countryside.
Viola has that special tone, and this theme obviously showcases that tone.
Judging it to be more orchestral than a solo vehicle for the viola, Paganini declined to play the premiere, but later publicly praised the work, paying Berlioz 20,000 francs. Other composers writing notable solos for viola include Bartok, Walton, and Hindemith.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.